Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Chateau. Our thanks to our great friends at Purdy Insurance Agency on Market Street in Sunbury. You can always reach them at purdyinsurance.com. Opening half hour belonged to Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of the Nittany Lion wrestling team on the Penn State Sports Network after Penn State's second national championship in a row. And individual champions in the undefeated Frank Molinaro at 149, David Taylor at 165, and Ed Ruth. We also talked about Nico Megalutis and his great run to the championship matchup where he ended up second, and Dylan Alton, who finished third. And then our thanks to Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Radio Network. The Buckeyes headed to Boston in the Sweet 16 where they get Cincinnati. That'll be on Thursday night, and I thank my good friend Paul Keels for joining us in the second half hour. The third half hour belongs to Lady Lion basketball. And we go to Baton Rouge, where the gumbo is good. And Brian Tripp, the analyst for the Lady Lion Radio Network on the Penn State Sports Network, joins us from Louisiana. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hello, Steve. So the Chateau, that's what it's called.
At the Chateau. Why not? I mean, this is what we do. And Kevin, jump in, say hi to Brian.
Well, we were already talking. He said, "So you're Steve's sidekick." I said, "Yes." He kicks me in the side quite a bit during the show.
Oh. We had a bonding moment.
We did.
I know where he's coming from.
You had a bonding moment, the two of you together.
We did. We had a little moment there.
That's wonderful. Just for the heck of it, we'll talk women's basketball while these two bond. In fact, while you two bond, let's take some calls. I'll talk to them. No.
Hey, I'm at the pool. You're already stretching.
You're at
it
the
here.
Pool. Oh, wow. I forgot this was a working vacation. That's why you guys, what did you guys leave on Monday last week?
close.
It's a close, believe me. Yesterday's game, when you have Zsa Gray. Bob Percosi didn't quite get the Zsa part. When you have Zsa Gray, Alex Bentley, and Maggie Lucas combining to go 20 of 41 from the field, how tough are the Lady Lions to beat when that three-guard combination is shooting almost 50%?
Steve, they're really tough to beat. They came out really slow in the first half, very rusty, and Zsa Gray and Alex Bentley carried the team through it, and Zsa hasn't been the scorer that Coquise Washington hoped she'd be all year long, and she just had a great game. And as a senior, this is the time of year where you'd expect that from her. And eventually Maggie Lucas picked it up. And those numbers, while the three-point shooting numbers were still pretty good, they're more indicative of the Lady Lions getting high percentage shots from 10, 15 feet and in, getting to the basket. And that was the difference.
What I found interesting is the Lady Lions only attempted 2 3-point shots in the second half. Mm-hmm. What did Dad tell you about the level of the game?
That showed me that UTEP was really getting after them out at the point position. They are really running their guards around a lot. They are substituting a lot, but the Lady Lions in transition off turnovers got some easy looks at the basket, and their ability to penetrate into the lane, whether it was Maggie Lucas doing a crossover and hanging in the middle, leaning towards the basket, or Alex Bentley going up for layups, the Lady Lions took advantage of the gaps in the defense in penetration to the hoop because going into the game, you look at it, matchups on the inside, Nikki Green, Mia Nixon, figured both would have possibly a career night between one of the two. Nikki Green did not have a good first half, had a much better second half, although she did pick up all 5 of her fouls in the second half. That's not a good thing, but you figured they'd have a matchup in size that they could take advantage of. And they really didn't, and it was until the guards started to get into the lane. That's when things changed. So the guard play in the second half was exceptional. And the Lady Lions and UTEP, the Miners, there wasn't much of a difference between those two teams for 34 minutes in the game. I'd say the first 6 to 8 minutes of the second half, that was all the difference.
I often talk about, and you've heard me talk about this, Brian, that one of the swing things in basketball today, which team wins the two lines, the combination of the free throw line and the three-point line. Over the last 25 years, that really has been a swing number in a game. The Lady Lions yesterday won it 43-29. Their effectiveness in both areas, what did that mean to the game?
Well, Alex Bentley was a player who's really been struggling at the line this year. Nikki Green struggled last year. She's improved so much. At one point, they hit 14 straight foul shots. And when UTEP was trying to battle back into the game, they'd foul and hope that the Lady Lions would miss the front end of a 1-1, and they just wouldn't. They made all of their foul shots until the end of the game. Bentley missed two, but by then, the win was already secured. And we saw it in the late game. Arizona State went 7-for-20 from the line. They're 5-of-18, or Arizona State, San Diego State, 7-for-20, 5-for-18 at one point. They shoot 70%. They're tied with LSU, and they're a 70% team going in. Even 60%, that game's completely different, but they were just atrocious at the line. So that does make a big difference.
Made a huge difference in yesterday's game. Also, the fact that the Lady Lions in the game had just 13 turnovers. It just seemed, in watching it on television, that it looked like they took, for the most part, pretty good care of the ball, especially in the second half.
Yeah, when they came out of the locker room in the second half, and I said this during the game, you could just see on their face a sense of calm and a sense of focus. That's something UTEP didn't have probably from, I'd say, three-quarters of the way through the first half on. They just seemed out of energy. And for a team to play like that for 40 minutes, I don't care how deep you are, it's really tough to keep that energy up. And Penn State had the experience. They didn't get overwhelmed by the run that UTEP had in the beginning. And they played really well over the final 20 minutes of the game to put the game out of reach and not let UTEP back in it, because the defense improved. And also, they were a lot more focused and calm.
They forced 17 turnovers. They got 22 points off of those turnovers in the game yesterday. It also looked like Coquise made a conscious effort to get more people involved in the game. She played 10, and some of them played 7, 6, 7 minutes. And, of course, you know, Arielle Edwards played 18, you would expect. But it seemed like there was a more conscious effort to get more people involved in what was going on.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, because the way Tori Waldner played yesterday is something we haven't seen maybe since December. It might have been her best game of the year, and that's a freshman in her first NCAA tournament appearance. And she came in on the inside, played great zone defense, really rebounded the ball well. And Mia Nixon, she's had that groin injury all year long, and she banged it up a little bit yesterday. And she didn't see a lot of work at practice today, so they're trying to keep her healthy. And just the subs that came in did a great job, whether it be Marissa Wolf, Tori Waldner. I think they got really good production. Plus, Arielle Edwards still isn't 100%. She can go now, and she's so important to the game. Just, you could see last night, defense, scoring. I know the TV folks are really high on her, too. So, yeah, she had a great game last night as well off the bench.
LSU won, and for those who may not realize it, Les Miles, the football coach, Trent Johnson, the men's basketball coach, the baseball coach, and the athletic director all combined resources, and they bought $80,000 worth of student tickets. And LSU students get into women's basketball games for free, but you're not allowed to have free tickets to be distributed in the NCAA. They must be bought. Well, those four combined to buy them. How well did LSU play last night against San Diego State?
They had their work cut out for them. San Diego State should have won the game. LSU showed great size, great length, but they're really lucky they were at home, because San Diego State gave that game away down the stretch. San Diego State made a lot of shots. Courtney Clements, their best player, had 14 in the first half and didn't score after that. If they make a few more shots in that game, especially from the foul stripe, they win it. But the home court advantage was huge for LSU. The crowd wasn't always boisterous in the beginning, but it wasn't a huge crowd, and they were on their feet by the time the second half rolled around, and they made a big difference in this game. You say $80,000 they spent. The coaches Probably not the greatest student turnout at the game still, but I'd expect Tuesday night to be a big crowd. Just when you have the names, LSU, Penn State, the 4 versus 5, it's going to be something to contend with tomorrow night, late in the afternoon here, or evening, I should say, in Baton Rouge.
It'll be 8:30 there, but it'll be 9:30 here. You'll be on the Penn State Sports Network at 9:15 Eastern tomorrow night for stations that will carry it. But for you, what will be some of the key matchups tomorrow night?
Well, one of the key things for Penn State has to force LSU to run at its pace. LSU is a half-court team. They're not one that's going to want to get out and run. And if they do get out and run, I don't think they're great at the point guard position. Sean Kenny is a pretty good player in terms of her shooting and scoring, but her ball handling seemed to be lacking. She got flustered easily last night. They turned it over 3 times on inbounds underneath their own underneath San Diego State's basket, just trying to bring it up the court. That was sloppy for them. They turned it over about 20 times per game. So if Penn State can get them to go their tempo, I think that's something that will really favor them. And then the length and size that LSU has, it's going to be hard for Penn State's guards to get open. I expect Arielle Edwards to play a big key in the game. She's someone that has that extra length, extra size, and the tenacity to get into the paint down low and make a difference rebounding and defensively. So we'll see how players like Nikki Green, Mia Nixon, depending on her health, how much she can give the team, Arielle Edwards, what they can do against the likes of a Courtney Jones, who's a 6'2 forward, a senior, really talented. And their other forward is Lissandra Barrett, leading rebounder, leading scorer. She's a senior. She's 6'2". Across the board on the height in the books, they're listed 6'2", 6'3". They played like 6'5", 6'6" last night. Great length, great size. So Penn State has its work cut out for it. But the big thing is going to get in transition and score, because that allows LSU, or that won't allow LSU to get back and use its size defensively as much.
Brian, I watched the Big Ten tournament, and not one time in the Big Ten tournament did I feel like Penn State looked like the same team that played down the stretch. They seemed uncomfortable the entire time. Did you see last night in the second half the team that you saw down the stretch?
Probably not. Maybe for 4 minutes, but 4 minutes isn't going to win you many tournament games at this stage, being in the round of 32 now. It's been discussed among some of us. Maybe they did peak too early, and it's interesting to see tomorrow night how they match up against LSU, because LSU is going to be running and gunning here at home in front of the fans. Well, they don't want to run and gun, but you know what I mean by they're going to be pumped to come out and play. And Penn State has to play a really good game for probably 30, 35 minutes to win. It's really hard to get 40 minutes out of a team, but you can't play 6 good minutes tomorrow night and expect to beat LSU, because they are good. They are long. They're deep. Courtney Jones had a really good game scoring last night. Really liked the way they played. Just specifically their size and their defense is something that's really going to be tough, and 6 minutes won't cut it against them.
No question. But the Lady Lions have been a very good road team this season. Why?
They've been really good on the road because they strive in that environment. Alex Bentley just seems so confident going on the road. I think it's a team that's really developed and built the way it plays around the way Alex Bentley plays, and she's so confident on the road. She builds off the hostile crowds that she faces in opponents' gyms, and I think the whole team feeds off that. And LSU is a really good home team, so on paper, this is the kind of matchup you'd hope for with the berth in the Sweet 16, most likely against UConn on the line.
Well, UConn will play tonight, and Brian Tripp joining us from Baton Rouge. And, Brian, appreciate the time you gave us. Anything that you and her would like to discuss before we move on, since you've bonded so well?
No, nothing that I'm going to discuss with that you know about. I'll save it for later.
We'll be having dinner later this week. Text me, Kevin.
Sweet, you're on.
All right. I got to get back to my tan, Steve.
Yeah, I understand that, Brian, and really good luck to each of you at your next radio station.
Brian, I think while you were doing one of your little bits of analysis, I think the drink girl went by. You might want to stop her again.
Yeah. Well, yep, gotta go. I gotta go run after her. Bye. She's a blonde.
Take care, man. Thanks.
Brian, hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Brian Tripp, the analyst for the Lady Lion Radio Network. Up next, exclusive Peyton Manning talk. Nobody else in the country talking about Peyton Manning except this show. That's because that's the way the people at Purdy Insurance Agency on Market Street in Sunbury and at PurdyInsurance.com want it to be. Back with more on the Steve Jones Show at WKOK. You can jump the gun after this.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. And if you want to save big at the gas pump, Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the miles per gallon your wallet is looking for. If you trade your current vehicle that gets 22 miles per gallon on a brand new Hyundai Veloster, you'll save $1,647 per year or $8,236 over 5 years. If you're looking for an all-wheel drive to trade in on, a brand new Hyundai Tucson will save you $3,929 over 5 years. Every Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Hyundai, you'll get an additional set of tires. So what are you waiting for? Trade in your current vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai with the possibility of saving thousands over the next 5 years. Go to sunburymotors.com. Hover over new. Click on calculate fuel savings and fill in the rest. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And at sunburymotors.com.
Look at that old vehicle sitting in your driveway. It's reached a record old age, but it's no bottle of wine, is it? I think it's time for that new car smell again. With interest rates at historic lows, now is the time to act. So call or stop by one of the convenient branches of the Northumberland National Bank. We can quickly arrange to finance the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Your new car purchase can be financed for as long as 6 years or 5 years for used car purchases. The Northumberland National Bank offers low competitive rates and flexible terms based on your credit qualifications. Plus, get an even lower interest rate when you agree to an automatic payment from your NORI deposit account. Get the wind in your hair and a smile on your face with your new car or truck loan from the Northumberland National Bank. Calculate your payment at noribank.com. Call or come by the Northumberland National Bank on Front Street in Northumberland, on 4th Street Sunbury, Lori Lane in Hummel's Wharf, Port Treverton, and Middleburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring has sprung. Time to clean house, get outside, and save even more at Sam's Club. From March 21st through 25th, every member will receive $550 in e-values, instant additional discounts, plus members enjoy all year. $20 off an iPod Touch, $2 off fresh strawberries, and more. So spring into extra savings, then keep them coming by starting your Plus membership. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You want me to say it, don't you?
I do.
Love the Gaga.
Oh, that was my best tweet ever.
I know. It's
sitting there at the Bucknell game watching Lehigh win, hearing the pep band play Lady Gaga, and all I could think of is love the Gaga.
Love the Gaga.
Hey, I got an email for you here from Steve Jones at WKOK.com. He wants to commend us for the coverage of local high school and college sports. He grew up in that, it's John from Lewisburg, growing up in the area. He said, a lot of successful programs at all the levels. Wants to congratulate the Nittany Lions wrestling team on their back-to-back national championships. I'm ordering my T-shirt as we speak. He said he was in St. Louis last week, and he said they really, really did look impressive. Also wanted to give a shout-out to his brother-in-law, who won his second straight national title and fourth Big Ten championship at the University of Michigan, Kellen Russell.
Yes, Kellen Russell. When Kellen Russell was a freshman, I did a match between Illinois and Michigan on the Big Ten Network, and I was very impressed with Kellen Russell that night when I went out to Ann Arbor and did that on the BTM. So I've seen his brother-in-law, Russell, before in person, and I'm not surprised. He won the beat the kid from Iowa, as a matter of fact. Let's see. Also, I thought I had another email here that was sent here to the show. Let's see. Here's Steve.
While you're looking for it, reminder that the email address is stevejones@wkok.com. Yeah. And then you can follow the Twitter feed at Steve Jones PSU.
It says here, lucky break for New York Mets ownership. They get to keep the lights on for a couple of years, but the team is cursed otherwise. They play in the Timothy Geithner Stadium. And can't sign the only batting champ they've ever had in 50 years, Matt from Lewisburg.
Sounds like a frustrated Matt is what it sounds like.
Wow. The owners of the Mets and a trustee of Bernie Madoff's fraud victims have settled for $162 million. The Mets owners will not pay anything for 3 years. Jury selection is set to begin today in the civil trial to determine how much the team's owners will owe other investors who trusted their money to Madoff. A judge earlier ruled that the owners would have to pay up to $83 million in fictitious profits they received from Madoff. The trial would have determined if they owed another $303 million.
And in other baseball news, the Phillies got some bad news today. The Phillies released a statement that Chase Utley, who has not yet played this spring, doesn't sound like he's going to be playing anytime soon this spring. Ruben Amaro Jr. says he still has some knee problems, kind of like what he had yesterday. It sounds like a cartilage issue, and you can't really replace cartilage. So that is really not positive at all.
No, not positive at all. But fortunately for the Phillies, they're loaded at that position. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Now, look, we've taken you across the country, all right? We took you to State College with Jeff Byers. We took you to Columbus today with Paul Keels from the Ohio State Radio Network. We took you to Baton Rouge where the Lady Lions are. Now let's keep it home here in the Susquehanna Valley.
Baton Rouge.
And hear from you at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. By the way, the Kevin Hurt bracket is still very much intact.
I am very happy with this. I lost one Sweet 16. Thank you for noticing that.
I have noticed that.
I lost Vandy. That was it.
You lost Vandy along the way. But Wisconsin's not that bad. But Kendall Marshall, by the way, did have a screw inserted into his wrist today. What that means for Friday night, I don't know. But the reason they did it was they felt it would increase his chances of playing. Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us on this Monday.
Hi, Steve.
How's everything going in your life today?
Okay. Well, first of all, enjoyed the Saturday night.
And the NCAA, sure.
Yeah. But then, I know some more, other information about guys that really want to come there, and, the scholarship's just not available, so you don't always, But there's one other thing, quick-like. Tell Kevin Herr, they used to have a television show years ago based on what he's been doing about Peyton Manning.
Peyton Place?
Yep.
I don't think it was the same president or the same topic, but you're close. Thanks, Dave.
By co-hosting this show, Dave, he feels like he's in Peyton Place.
Yeah.
News at the bottom of the hour here on WKOK next.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Here at the Chateau, great to have you with us. Sunbury Motor Studio, and our thanks to our good friends at Purdy Insurance Agency on Market Street in Sunbury. You can always get in touch with them at purdyinsurance.com. Steve Jones, Kevin Herr in tow. Sean Carey offering suggestions.
His suggestion was find a second baseman.
And that wraps up the show for today.
Yeah, his suggestion was Phillies need a second baseman here very soon. So I looked at the roster, and here, now it's your turn to evaluate said players. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. All these are listed as infielders. Freddie Galvis.
Outstanding fielder. Not much of a bat, but he can, I mean, you want, he can get to almost anything in the infield.
Michael Martinez.
Better bat, not quite the range that Galvis has.
And that's pretty much it right now, because the other infielders are Howard, Polanco, Rollins, Tomy, and Whittington.
Good luck. It's going to be a long year. But you got Jonathan Papelbon.
Well, and the other thing is the starters better pitch all the way through and hold the games under two runs. If the starters pitch at least eight innings and hold it to about two runs, and if the Phillies have a 2-0 lead or lead by two, I think they're okay. Because I'm not quite sure how much offense is going to be available with all the injuries right now. Howard not due back till June. That might make, I mean, there's talk that Jim Tomy may be your starting first baseman again, which makes me feel real good because he's a year older than I am. It's nice to know that at least somebody can move at that age.
Never really thought of you and Jim Tomy in the same sentence.
Neither did I, but it's nice to know. It's nice to know that that some guys can move at that age because I sure can't anymore. I'm not sure I could in the first place, come to think of it, but.
No. Well, Peyton Manning is going to sign with the Broncos. They haven't signed yet, but he's already informed everybody that that's what he's going to do. It'll end up being probably about a five-year, $95 million deal. Not all of it, obviously, guaranteed. People are wondering what to do with Tim Tebow. I say keep him. You need a decent backup in this league. Somebody that's been around, and he can teach the ability to read and what people do on the field and what the other chess pieces are doing.
You know, you're the first person I think I've heard anybody say to keep Tim Tebow.
I'd keep him.
I'm trying to figure out, I mean, is there a money issue here? Is there a salary cap issue if they keep him?
I don't know. I don't know what the cap situation is with Denver. But in this league, how often do you see quarterbacks go through an entire season? Now, Manning's done it consistently in his career. Brady does it, of course, almost all the time. Brian Hoyer doesn't play that much. In fact, until now, you didn't know Brian Hoyer was the backup, did you?
No.
No. Where's Brian Hoyer from?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a long year. Michigan
right,
State.
Tell me.
Michigan State. It's going to be a long year.
Well, see, that's very forgettable to me.
Oh, brother.
That's very forgettable to me.
Oh, boy. All right. Hopefully somebody will call so I can talk with them. Our number is 1-800-795-9565.
Wow, that was cold. That was frigid cold.
The setup was perfect. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. We have taken you all over the place today between wrestling with Jeff Byers, men's basketball with Paul Keels at Ohio State, and Brian Tripp in Baton Rouge with the Lady Lion basketball team. I think we've covered a lot of bases during the course of this show today. Now I'd like to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. You know, Lehigh beating Duke, 15-2. C.J. McCollum, I believe somebody on last week's show said he was the best player nobody had heard of. So, again, our number 1-800-795-9565 as we get ready to go back to the phone lines. We go to Milton. Hi, Ken. Thanks for joining us. Great to hear from you, my friend. How's life today in Milton?
Oh, it's the same as I'm sure it is down in Sunbury area.
If you're sitting in Kevin Hurst's seat, it's hot.
Well, I tell you what, I'm calling to give Steve a break because he said he needed to talk to somebody other than Kevin, and I really felt bad for him. So this is a sympathy call.
Well done, Ken. I'll take sympathy, whatever it takes. Kevin, how are you today?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I wanted to, comment on that beautiful NCAA wrestling championship the Penn State Nittany Lions got over the weekend, and I'm sure, knowing the makeup and the character of this team, they probably started working towards their third consecutive sometime this afternoon. So we'll give it 364 days before we celebrate three in a row, but something nice to look forward to.
Yeah, and believe me, they're on track for that.
No, and I was going to also comment on how well I thought Florida State was going to make it through the tournament until Cincinnati knocked them out last night. So that pretty much is out of the park.
Yeah, that's done because what happened was Cincinnati played great defense in last night's game. In fact, down the stretch, they made a huge defensive play that really turns around. Plus, Cincinnati shot their free throws well. Even Yancey Gates, who's only a 55% free throw shooter, was knocking down free throws in last night's game to help put it away for Cincinnati. And they always kept just enough space down the stretch to keep Florida State at bay.
I really thought Florida State athletically matched up with them well enough. I just like the way they played in their tournament. And, of course, knocking off Duke and North Carolina both twice in 1 year, I'd love to know when that was done last. But, what do you do? It's not the first NCAA tournament game I've lost. I also wanted to, and I'll let you guys comment further. I if there's not a money issue in Denver and they don't keep Tebow, shame on them. You have a situation there with he a great quarterback? No, but he's got a lot of heart. He appears to work very hard. He has a lot of fan support, I believe, out there. People seem to rally around him. And, you know, you put him under a guy, probably, in my way of thinking, the best mind for a quarterback since Joe Montana and Peyton Manning, and let him learn his lessons. My goodness, you're writing a long, long book with a lot of good chapters for the future. And, I'm not even a Broncos fan, but I hope from that standpoint they can make that happen. You might get to see one of the great young quarterbacks, you know, blooming and get a chance to watch. And I really like the guy. I like Tebow, and to watch him learn the ropes under a guy like Peyton Manning, that would be tremendous for the Broncos.
Ken, I agree with you. I think, first of all, you're looking at a gap, I think, between the two of 13 years. So if he even, say, for example, by some miracle, Peyton Manning fulfills all 5 years of this contract, Tim Tebow's still going to be 28, 29 years old and set to go. And this would be a Steve Young situation under Joe Montana.
Precisely.
And I think it would be worth the investment for Denver if they can work it out financially. I think Tebow would learn more from being around Manning than he actually would be from maybe in some cases being around a quarterback coach.
I couldn't agree more. I you know, it's funny. This is all banking, and I know you know because Peyton Manning's such an easy guy to root for and like, and you like to see him. This is all banking that he comes back to even 80 or 90% of what he once was. There's no guarantee in that. You're right. He's not a young man anymore. It was a significant injury, and you know what? You also know that what better backup to have in the NFL than a guy that's taken you pretty deep in the NFL playoffs the year before.
No question. And in the NFL, they are always looking for veteran backup quarterbacks. That's why Vinny Testaverde hung on as long as he did, because he was a good veteran quarterback where the game was going at a speed that he could handle, and you could bring him off the bench when you needed him to handle it if somebody got hurt. And I think Tebow can grow into that. And especially a guy like Manning. Manning can explain to him why I checked into this play, why I checked into that play, why I picked out that receiver, and give Tebow really some advantages of being tutored by somebody that understands all this. And Tebow's a good enough athlete where they can fit him into certain packages in the offense.
Oh, and funny you should mention that. Boy, we great minds do think alike. I'll tell you what.
Ken, I'm so happy you called because, I mean, Kevin doesn't know what we're talking about right now.
I just don't know if they have room under the cap. I know they had a little bit of room there for Peyton Manning, but if they try and get Saturday and a couple other guys to go with him receiver-wise, I don't know that they'd have enough room to keep Tebow. I think that's the problem.
Well, I wouldn't want to sell out your entire future for a gamble in the immediate present. I don't know if it's worth all that, but then again, that's why I'm driving home from work here in Milton, and somebody is making big money to manage football operations out in Denver. So, hey, thanks, fellas. Enjoy the show. Have a great day.
Chad, enjoyed hearing from you. Safe trip home, my friend. Our number, 1-800-795-9565.
And the number, Steve, is that Denver has $38 million in cap room. Not all of it will go to Manning, but they have $38 million in cap room.
JC is next on the show. JC, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
Hey, Steve, I'm a first time caller, but I just I want to let you guys know I listen to you guys on the way home from work, and if I say something or ask a question that you may have already asked earlier, I apologize. But being at work, I only get updates, and I'll tell you what, this Manning trade has been blowing up my phone. You know, everything's going on today. I get a text and it says that Manning and the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Alex Smith, they have the same agent. So I'm right away thinking, uh-oh, if Alex is talking to other people, he's got to be going to the 49ers. And then all of a sudden he decides to go to the Broncos. Totally threw me for a loop. I thought for sure he's going to go to the 49ers. My other thought is, Tebow, you know, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, so they really need a backup quarterback. And Cutler being an ex-Bronco, I'd love to see Tebow be the backup in Chicago.
Well, in fact, Cutler's quarterback, coach at Vanderbilt, sitting here right now, Charlie Fisher. And he's a big Jay Cutler guy. I talked to Charlie a couple times about Jay Cutler, just loves him. But you're right. Cutler did miss a part of last season. I don't think Caleb Haney's the answer as a backup. The Bears, who just, by the way, picked up Brandon Marshall from the Dolphins, could be something for them to consider. Depends on where their cap is, but I think, JC, you make a couple of interesting thoughts. Now, Alex Smith, let's pick up on your point about Alex Smith for a moment, having the same agent as Manning. The door is now open for Alex Smith to go back and play for San Francisco.
Do you really think he'll do that?
I think he will. I think he'll stay in San Francisco. I think he's in a really great spot, and I think having Jim Harbaugh there as a head coach, and they'll come up with the money for him because the Niners now know there's no Peyton Manning, and they need to have Alex Smith back.
Okay, here's my other question for you, and the last one I got for you today. Being the agent for both those guys, do you think that he talks to both of them about what the other one's doing?
Ethically, he shouldn't, JC.
I would hope not.
Ethically, he shouldn't.
I was really surprised that Alex started talking to people because the light bulb started going off and the bell started ringing. I'm like, this guy, Manning, is going to San Francisco if he's talking to somebody already.
And that's an interesting point, but he shouldn't. Does it mean he doesn't? Well, of course, we all know that in that business, everybody's ethical.
I think that discussion was more for Smith to see what he could get out of San Francisco and see if there was any movement anywhere else. And I think that's why he also went and talked to the Dolphins as well, because the Dolphins are now out of the Flynn sweepstakes because with him signing to go to the Seahawks now. So I think he's just kind of testing the water himself to see who would be willing to take him as a second pick over Peyton Manning, since you couldn't get Manning.
You made a great, great, great point about Manning being a mentor. I can honestly see Manning coaching football when he's done playing. He's going to be a great mentor. He would be a great mentor for Tebow. But you know what? Part of me's got to admit that, you know, Tebow, he played in Florida. He's got a lot of Florida fans. So I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, that's another big option for him too, going home to play.
It's good points. And so first time caller, this better not be the last time you called, JC.
You know what? I really appreciate you guys. You keep me awake on the drive home, and you know, your partner there that you give a hard time, he actually does a pretty decent job.
Yeah, thank you. I know he does, JC. He actually does a great job. I think the world of him, actually.
Thanks.
Well, now you're gonna have to get him a bigger pair of headphones, because I'm sure they're not going to fit on his head now.
It's too late. They're already off and on the floor. They popped right off immediately.
Hey, you guys have a great day, and thanks for everything that you do, and you know, I learn a lot from you guys, and I appreciate that, because two things you never do in life, you never stop doing in life, is you never stop maturing, and you never stop learning. And if I can learn a little bit more about sports and everything else, you guys are pretty well-rounded, and I appreciate the knowledge. Thank you.
JC, thanks, great JC. Call. Looking forward to hearing from the next call from you. It'll be great. All right, our number 1-800-795-9565. Let's keep the phone lines cooking. Back with the final segment of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK with Kevin Herentow after this.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. And if you want to save big at the gas pump, Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the miles per gallon your wallet is looking for. If you trade your current vehicle that gets 22 miles per gallon on a brand new Hyundai Veloster, you'll save $1,647 per year or $8,236 over 5 years. If you're looking for an all-wheel drive to trade in on, a brand new Hyundai Tucson will save you $3,929 over 5 years. Every Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Hyundai, you'll get an additional set of tires. So what are you waiting for? Trade in your current vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai with the possibility of saving thousands over the next 5 years. Go to sunburymotors.com, hover over new, click on calculate fuel savings, and fill in the rest. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com.
Spring has sprung. Time to clean house, get outside, and save even more at Sam's Club. From March 21st through 25th, every member will receive $550 in e-values, instant additional discounts, plus members enjoy all year. $20 off an iPod Touch, $2 off fresh strawberries, and more. So spring into extra savings, then keep them coming by starting your Plus membership. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Stay in tonight with CATV service together with Service Electric Cablevision. No matter what your family needs to kick back and stay connected, you can have it all in the comfort of your home with CATV service. From digital cable to high-speed internet, digital phone, HDTV, and DVR service, CATV has all your entertainment covered. And for ultimate savings, you can bundle it all together with one of our triple play packs. So bring home the things that bring your family together. Visit CATVservice.com today or give us a call to find the product or package that's right for you.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? Dude. For you, Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say.
Right. Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Our thanks to our great sponsor, Purdy Insurance. The Purdy Insurance Agency at Market Street in Sunbury. You can always get to them, either calling them or else online at purdyinsurance.com. And our thanks again today to Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of Ohio State basketball, Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State wrestling, and Brian Tripp, the Lady Lion basketball analyst on the Penn State Sports Network, our guest today, and also a lot of open line time here at the end. And we go back to the lines, and Milton is our next stop. Dick is our next caller. All right, Dick, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Good, Steve. I haven't been back for a little while. I just wanted to publicly congratulate Cale Sanderson and the Nittany Lion wrestling team on their second championship. And I don't know if a lot of people realize how seriously people in Iowa and Minnesota and Cornell take this, and I'm sure they're going to be gearing up for next year. Penn State's really loaded, though, so I have a lot of faith that they'll probably repeat. I did get to go out to the Big Tens in Purdue, so I saw most of these guys wrestle at least 2 weeks ago. They wrestled very, very well.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. At the NCAAs, they led after every session. Penn State led after every session, and they were never threatened at the NCAAs. But at the Big Ten, they showed their championship medal. They were down and in third place heading to the final day and won the final 11 bouts and won the Big Tens.
Yeah, their Saturday night session was, or their their session on Saturday night wasn't probably the best overall wrestling for some of the guys. I mean, a couple of little what I call stupid mistakes by guys, and then they came back and won just about every match on Sunday. And obviously, the wrestle backs are as important because that's where a lot of the extra points came through. I know that you're getting near the end here. I just wanted to mention that there's a couple more things going to come up here real soon, including spring football at Bucknell and obviously at Penn State. And locally, the Bucknell lacrosse team is playing very, very well right now. And they have a home game at Christy Mathewson on Tuesday night with Duquesne. So, I mean, if there's local people listening like lacrosse, it's actually not a game I understand very well, but it's really an interesting and fast-paced game.
I think it's a great game. I love lacrosse. I think it is a great game, and and they play it. And Bucknell plays at a very high level.
Well, they're a top 20 team, and obviously there's not as many lacrosse teams as there are in football or basketball. But they play a tough schedule. They've lost to three top 20 teams, and they're always right in the top 20. So they're a good lacrosse team. And later on in the season, I know they play Penn State. I'm not sure if it's here or there this year, but. Just locally, and as I say, we've got spring football coming up real fast. It's really coming up fast now. So, and Bucknell's baseball team, I obviously don't know much about Penn State this year, but their baseball team's just coming back from Florida, and they've had a pretty good year right now.
Yeah, Penn State has struggled in baseball to this point, and they're hoping when they get home later this week they can start to turn things around. And so... We'll see about that part. And as for football, yes, we will. I'll do a sit down with Bill O'Brien here pretty soon, and we can talk about spring football for the Nittany Lions and make sure everybody gets to hear Bill talking about his football team.
Well, I know he can't talk about recruits, but I'll tell you what, it seems to be he's right on track with getting some top-notch kids committed to Penn State for next season. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of a class he brings in. I think he's going to do an excellent job recruiting. There are kids that still want to play at Penn State, and that's pretty obvious.
Well, he'll now do an excellent job recruiting, and it looks like he's off to a great start, Dick. But yeah. I think eventually everybody's going to see this part, too. He's going to coach them up. And I think when he coaches them up along with his staff, I think, these guys are coming in right now with the expectation that it's Penn State and these guys will coach them up. I think once everybody sees what kind of coach and what kind of staff he actually does have, the recruiting's going to get even better because this guy can flat-out coach.
Well, I hope so. I mean, obviously, everybody's going to compare him with Joe for many, many years, but I think they're going to be okay. I'm not too concerned about them. Penn State's Penn State, and they're always going to be pretty good. They're always going to be, pretty darn good.
I just want Bill
O'Brien. So, anyhow.
Dick, I just want Bill O'Brien to be the first Bill O'Brien. He does not have to be the next Joe Paterno.
I understand that, it's not easy following Joe Paterno for all these years, and that's what's going to happen is it's a you know, when somebody has a tradition, I don't care if it's a Krzyzewski or somebody at Duke or down at Williams or down at North Carolina when Dean Smith. But when a guy leaves, it's been there for a long time and has a really everybody always compares them, and that's just the way it's probably always going to be. I mean, they're still talking about Bobby Knight at Indiana, and he hasn't been there for years and years and years.
I've been there many times. I know exactly what you speak of, Dick. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, my friend. Tomorrow, Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of Indiana, Matt LePay from Wisconsin, and also Will Tiemann from Michigan State as we look at the NCAA tournament. That's all on tomorrow's show on WKOK.